Wonder number two, One Mountain's Light.
Cascades of endless hills and magnificent mountains abound where I live. Like few other places on the planet, this land features snow-clad sentinels dominating the view from almost every compass point. But one point in the landscape especially holds my attention. It's higher than a hill, but not quite a mountain. No map blares out its name. No trail finds its way to the top. I've never even seen anyone on it. But it is beautiful, and I drive by it every day. There are ancient trees like a verdant tiara ringing the mountain's base. Then the forest yields to a lush meadow which leads all the way to the summit. This lovely hill changes its mantle to suit the season, from winter white snow-capped to spring's bright green. And when summer is in full swing, the scene becomes increasingly glorious if your timing coincides with the perfect light. The Golden Hills meadow is boldly splashed with a brilliant paintbrush of yellow whenever the sun shines on its flanks. Someone has sprinkled a treasure chest of golden glitter that has transformed dead brown grass to pure gold. As this phenomenon occurs, one can only stare in amazement. I entertain competing tugs about walking this mountain. Part of me wishes to capture that sun's gold on my own face and to see what hidden beauty might lie on the other side. Yet there is something mysterious and wonderful about seeing this gem only from afar, an enthusiasm undiminished by familiarity of footprints. So here is this mysterious little mountain, completely unknown to me, chock full of unexplored territory. Tested by time, receptive to seasons, immune to storm, summer sun, and the dramatic heaving of icy frost. It's a carved statue that literally comes to life when the sun shines on it, and it will always beckon me to stop the car and take a closer look. So stay tuned for my next podcast, which is called Kindness. And on this last day of Happiness Month in the Gorge, I think it's apropos.